Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
See the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Mfundo, I heard that you've been on the interwebs looking for deals.
Yes.
Now, I don't know whether is this triggered by Black Friday or are you like me? Because my approach to Black Friday is I don't necessarily go, oh, it's Black Friday, therefore I need to buy something.
Uh-huh.
You know, I always go, what am I looking for and can I find it on a good deal, a bargain on the day Black Friday?
Well, for me, I've never really subscribed to Black Friday per se, but it's November, closer to December, so that's the time when, since we're the new adults now, we paint our homes. We really So, good busy gap end, you know, so the outside of the house has to be painted now. So then I remembered, oh, by the way, there's this Black Friday, maybe, just maybe I'll try it out this time.
Yeah.
And buy or go searching for my paint. And then Keta, our producer, actually sent it on the group and said, it seems there's some paint that specials. Is on discount or special.
Hey, we are cool,
so,
man. You're no longer buying coats on Black Friday, but coats of paint.
There we go.
What do you fall for the Black Friday? Some people will call it a gimmick. People will call it, you know, a genuine bargain day where they get bargains, and some people, if you scrape through the, you know, the catalogs, you find decent deals. Do you subscribe to it?
I generally think it's a scam, and the reason I think it's a scam is because if you haven't been looking at a particular item and tracking the pricing for some time, sometimes you find that it's actually gone higher in terms of price, and they call it a
black.
Yes.
Sure.
So they increase the price, but because you are caught in the euphoria of Black Friday, you just get caught up thinking, oh, it looks like a deal, but actually it wasn't.
Okay, so you're saying there's an item. Yeah. So for me, for example, I've been looking for a water dispenser, you know, for England, cold water every time without having to go to the fridge.
Yeah.
Now, are you saying if they've been selling it for 2,000 rands, for example, they then will increase it to 5,000 rands?
No, it'll probably be 2,500. But if you've been tracking it over time, then you know, which, oh, okay, it's actually now cheaper by maybe 300, it's 1,700. But even with that, I feel like we don't do Black Friday properly. Black Friday is meant to be, if this thing was 2,000, yeah, Black Friday, I'm getting it for 500. That's how it's supposed to actually be done. We don't do it right. It's time to jump.
Yeah, because I've seen, I mean, I remember the first time seeing Black Friday on TV in America and people are stampeding, you know, getting these things at a bargain. And we never really get that in South Africa. It's like, it's a week I must say, but not necessarily at dirt cheap giveaway prices.
Mm.
What are you getting? Black Friday? Do you even subscribe to the
item? Christmas.
No, and this is because ki broke. Like, that's the only reason. If I had money, I'm such a shopaholic, I'd be part of the hype. Not queues, maybe online, but I don't have money, and I'm also saying this so Katie can hear me. Like,
I sounds like you're negotiating on air.
But if there's a fuel thing, then yeah, that it depends what it is. It's a need, not a want for me.
Yeah.
It's something I'm going to need. Like maybe get the petrol Black Friday, cut down the petrol fuel prices. Then I'll be there in the queue, yeah.
Oh, you're one of those who want Black Friday on property.
On property.
On finance.
Please,
Yeah, do give us a call. Are you one of those people who, jiggy jiggy, you find yourself so set shop without planning because you heard it's Black Friday? Or are you one of those people who actually plan for Black Friday or maybe undeasy at all? Give us a ring, man. 086-000-959.
Good morning, Sol. Nabo Auntie Babantwana. I'm in a plane, Sol. Yo. Then I say, I'm in a plane. Monga bona my paper. Ngabeka kahle laphansi njengoba beshaba abantu babantwana ukuthi ezinye izinto zi expensive more ezinye zibe less nje mhlambe nge 3 rand ubone nje ukuthi ayi but ngiya plan yabona nje njengamanje kunesinyi store nje engiyakuso ama tissue la ama 18 ayi 100 rand so bathe 3 per customer bathe bavula ngo 8 ngibeka wonke amaphepha ngibeka ukuthi okay space of tea ngoba kuyawasha phela stay soft la okay si cheap me 2 rand la idea fana so ikuphi la kuseduze khona so ngaya la nya plan I lay card I mina angikhonje ukuthi ngele ngijampe ngithi shushu or mhlambe kwenza ukuthi ngoba ngisasebenzi ngalahlela umsebenzi so each and every cent counts kwamambela nya plan.
Oh, khona ne Black Friday ama tissue. Ha, when you are my twin, you are saver.
E Black Friday for me nanje it's as since 2017 has turned into be a real black, literally black Black Friday, because in 2017 Black Friday, as guys who robbed my mom and my sister, they took their bags, like their bags with everything. So my mom had had problems then, so she never recovered from that. And then January the following year, she passed away. And Black Friday has literally been turned for me to a Black Friday. So yeah,
Yeah, sorry about that, man. And that's another thing, because of the country we live in. Let's be careful out there, guys. You know, as much as some of us who maybe subscribe to Black Friday are excited going there, let's just be vigilant as well. Because khona abanye thina siyothenga bona bayosebenza thina.
Totally agree with you, Mpho. So what they do, Footy, they will take 2 items, put them together, and then make it seem like you're getting 2 items for a price of 1. But when you actually look at the price, you're actually paying for 2 items for their actual price. Sometimes it's even higher, like 200 or 5 rands. So now I also don't subscribe to Black Friday.
For the first time, I took part in the Black Friday thingy this year, and I did it with registration for my little one. So she's moving from one school to the other, and the registration fee was 5,000 rand, and then they made it 2,000 for just the month of November.
Wow, now that's a proper Black Friday. We need more of those kind of deals.
Aye, Brasol, aye. Black Friday of ni Black Friday. Aye, just fanela mina lagini. Angboni mehluko mina Brasol, nge Black Friday. Aye, futhi leya manje isafana leya yaqala leya mayenzwa kugcwala. Manje sibayenza iviki lonke. Aye, siyashawa la siyatheshwa. Asiyatheshwa soli mfithu. Aye. Agna Black Friday next.
So for me, I always look for sneakers. So there'll always be like 1 or 2 sneakers that I'm eyeing at a particular store. And I would wait for Black Friday. Those ones, I'll definitely know the price because I always check them and I go like, if they get discounted. I think it was last year, I got sneakers that I've always wanted during Black Friday. But this year, I'm also more like Mfundo. Please give me discount on paint, tiles, like home reno stuff. That's what I'm looking for. And yeah, that's what I'm really hoping for this year. But yeah, I don't really plan, but for sneakers I do.
I mean, Black Friday, I have never been hyped up, or you know, find myself obsessing over a few things, because it's just a strategy to take your money, like Umpo says, you know. There's no discount, none whatsoever. They maximize on their profits. They double their profits. I have never. I mean, I remember when I was still in the East End, at Boksburg, that Nike outlet. Hey, abantu bapula na neminyango lapha. I was like, no. If this is what Black Friday is about, I mean, I ni grand bafethu, ni grand.
The funny thing about Black Friday is Laban to Laba is sala nabo. I'm a dope best friends with. They've been on our necks. Yo, Black Friday is coming up. Yo, and you're gonna be paid, chum. Jabang. So Yibaba Yazi Black Friday. Mina personally I think I'm like no, I'm easy. But hey, these people, they've been on my case. But I do think, like, Konama stupid bargains abantwana, like the PS games that you get for like 50% off, that I'd get. Mara and I don't know, hey, eh? It's, yeah, maybe I think it's the whole broke thing. Hey man, that's not mad, yes.
I'm one of those that have been tracking this air cooler for the longest time. And on that blue online ad, this water cooler was going for around 1.5. Man, check out this week. They're saying, oh no, it's now 2.5, but we say 2,000. Hey, po. John, no. Kiss scam, guys. Baroropa. If you want a real Black Friday, Ariang Amerik. Arias tempang di passport. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday indeed. Thanks for all your voice notes. And remember, guys, let's be responsible with our shopping and be vigilant as well, especially because I've been noticing some scams online, fraudulent websites, etc. So always remember to buy from reputable wholesalers and marketplaces online.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.